Show with Spike Jones and the City Slickers, including Jules Weaver as Professor Friedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Gass, and our special guest, the famous screen star Burgess Meredith, and the lovely songstress Peggy Mann. Today we are broadcasting from one of America's historic cities, Richmond, Virginia. And here are Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
Will you wait a minute? Wait a second. What's going on here?
What's wrong, Mr. Jones?
Well, somebody's playing the wrong melody. Let's hear what you're playing. Uh-huh. Let's hear what you were playing. Not bad. Now, let's hear what you were playing. That Molotov didn't waste much time getting a new job, did he?
Carry me back to old Virginia. There's where the cotton and the corn and taters grow. There's where the birds warble sweet in the springtime. There's where the soul back is hard and long to go. There's where I labored so hard for old Massa. Day after day in the fields of yellow corn. No place on earth do I love more sincerely than old Virginia, the place where I was born.
Thank you, music lovers. Tonight, our droopy band of druids is in Richmond, Virginia. We're broadcasting through the facilities of WRVA. WRVA is owned by the Edgeworth Tobacco People and is the only station that can broadcast Amos and Andy and blow smoke rings at the same time. Having cleared up this important point, we now turn to our Seeing America with Spike series. Tonight's episode deals with different kinds of travelers. That was Casey Jones, sung by the Richmond Civic Opera Group. The first kind of traveler we've met is the nervous air traveler. He's the kind of fellow who steps up to the airline counter and says,
I think I would like to fly from Richmond to Washington.
Yes, sir. What is your name, please?
Orville Wright.
Orville Wright? Why, you must be one of the Wright brothers.
Oh, no, I'm an only child. After I was born, my parents decided not to have any more children.
Oh, did they ever have any?
Huh?
But it's too bad that you aren't one of the Wright brothers.
Why?
They invented the airplane.
They did?
Of course.
You skip one issue of Popular Mechanics and you don't know what's going on.
Now, what plane would you like to take?
Don't you have any trains?
Trains? Trains only run on the ground.
Isn't that safer?
My dear man, you can't fly and be on the ground at the same time.
You've never ridden in a Richmond taxi cab, have you?
I can see that you're frightened about flying, but take my word for it, it's wonderful. Why, when you're up there in the sky, there's nothing but you and the clouds and the birds. What more could you ask for?
An airplane?
Look, do you want to fly to Washington or not?
All right, I'll take a ticket.
Now, being in an airplane isn't bad, is it?
Golly, no. Look how high we are. And the people down there, they look like ants.
We're still on the ground. Those are ants. The plane's going to take off any minute. Fasten your seatbelt.
Where will I fasten it?
Around your stomach.
And why do they call it a seatbelt?
I don't know. Now, just relax. They're going to warm up the motors.
Wait a second. Before they do anything, there's something I've got to know. Is that pilot a Republican or a Democrat?
He's a Republican.
Then I'm getting out of this plane.
Why?
Because if I'm going to go to Washington, I want to be sure I'll get there.
The next type of traveler we've met is the uncooperative gent. You usually meet him in a sleeping car.
Your berth's all made up, gentlemen. Have a good night's sleep. We gets to Richmond in the morning.
Thanks, Porter.
George, I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
Let's hit the hay, huh? We can get 12 hours sleep before we get to Richmond. I'll take this lower berth here.
Just a second. I'm going to take the lower berth.
No, I'm going to take it.
No, I'm going to take it.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's flip a coin to see who takes the lower berth, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead and flip the coin.
No, you flip the coin.
No, you flip the coin.
No, you flip the coin.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's cut cards to see who flips the coin to see who gets the lower berth, okay?
Okay.
Cut the cards.
No, you cut the cards.
No, you cut the cards.
No, you cut the cards.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll roll dice to see who cuts the cards, to see who flips the coin, to see who gets the lower berth. Okay?
Okay.
Roll.
No, you roll.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll draw straws to see who rolls the dice, to see who cuts the cards, to see who flips the coin, to see who gets the lower berth. Okay?
Okay.
Draw a straw. Tell you what we'll do. We'll play gin rummy to see who draws a straw, to see who rolls the dice, to see who cuts the cards, to see who flips the coin, to see who gets the lower berth. Okay?
Okay.
Deal. I'll tell you what we'll do.
Okay.
Wait till I tell you. We'll match quarters to see who deals the cards, to see who rolls the dice, to see who cuts the...
Richmond, all out!
Then there's another type of traveler, the little girl who comes all the way down to Richmond to sing a song on our program. And here she is, Miss Peggy Mann. Are you all set with your song, Peggy?
I sure am, Spike. It's Cole Porter's So In Love from the Broadway hit Kiss Me, Kate.
Strange, dear, but true, dear.
about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I. In love with a night mysterious, the night when you first were there. In love with my joy delirious, when I knew that you.
That was swell, Peggy. And now,
Spike.
Professor Fiedelbaum. How do you like it here in Virginia, Professor?
Oh, it's wonderful. While I was here, I thought I'd get myself one of those Virginia hams.
Oh, did you get one?
Yes, this morning I met a farmer who had a jitterbug pig.
A jitterbug pig? What kind of a pig is that?
It had a zoot snoot and a meat seat. And now I think I'll surrender to this fair city of Richmond with a tenor ballad, the hit song of the day, Far Away Places. Am I in voice?
Scared 14 couples out of Bird Park.
Far away.
Go ahead and sing, Professor.
Place away barges, far away faces, three loaded bases. I got five aces, a desert oasis, arsenic and all laces. Let's go again. Far away places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea. I was swimming in the sea once and I met a maid mer. You know what a maid mer is? The top half is fish. Those faraway places with strange sounding names are calling, calling. Speaking of calling, I call my girl my melancholy baby. You know why I call her my melancholy baby? She's got a head like a melon and a face like a collie. Calling for me. Going to China, or maybe Siam. Knock, knock. Who's there? Siam. Siam who? We're Siam in the land of cotton. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for today that I get underwear. No. Underwood. No, underhill. No, undertaker. No, underneath the arches. No. Wrong song. And I look for those castles in Spain. They call me a creeper, a dreamer, and maybe I am. But I know that I'm burning. I'm burning. Ow, help! I'm on fire! Throw water on me! Thank you very much. I have to do that all over the room. It's cooling.
No!
Those faraway places with strange sounding names. About the strangest sounding I name is Fiedelbaum, you know? Fiedelbaum, that's a horse. A horse. And there they go. It's Pat Pagin in front. Judy's birthday. Eddie Van Gogh and Chicken is starting from scratch. Faraway places calling me.
kindly give a little special attention, please. Scott Jarrett has an announcement about next week's broadcast. Here he is.
Beginning next week, the Spike Jonze Show will be heard on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, instead of Sundays, over most of these stations. Consult your newspapers for Spike Jonze time on your local station. So, next Saturday evening, March 12th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, tune in Spike Jonze and his City Slickers for fun and music, brought to you with the good wishes of the Coca-Cola Company.
On this cross-country tour of ours, we've endeavored to fit our music to our surroundings. Tonight, we're broadcasting on the banks of the historic James River. So in honor of the James River, here are the City Slickers with Jack Golly, our saxophone virtuoso, seated at the console of his trusty busher, in our version of the Blue Danube.
But the oft-told tale is not true. For of all the things the Danube is, the Danube is not blue.
The Danube is green.
Four ways,
but for it ain't green.
Two rice, two rice.
Green as a bean.
Shut
up! It ain't not
marine. Ruff, ruff.
Ruff, ruff. Blueberry looks a little purple. So your maple syrup looks a little purple. Don't you leave what you have heard or you have saw. The Danube isn't blue, it's green.
The grass in the spring, it's as green as a dollar. You spend on a fling, it's as green as the paint you put in the screen. Oh, the blue of the Danube is greener than green.
The Danube isn't blue.
Am I blue?
No!
The Danube has another hue.
Who?
Me?
Who?
Fine, we all came clean.
Behold.
The Danube is the blue with
by Burgess Meredith. Buzz, I'm glad you're able to catch up with us in Richmond.
Oh, is this Richmond? Yeah.
I did catch up with you. I trailed your musical depreciation review from Knoxville to Winston-Salem to Raleigh to Danville.
Well, how'd you find my band in Richmond?
The wind just happened to be blowing in the right direction. But, Spike, I was wondering about the announcement of your program moving to Saturday night. Now, what's the reason for that?
Well, Buzz, the mothers and fathers of America requested it.
Why?
On Saturday night, they can say to their kids, either you take a bath or you gotta listen to Spike Jones. But that's the radio business for you. Say, how's the movie business, Buzz? How come you're not on the coast making a picture?
Ah, I tell you now, I can't find a story. Can't find one.
Well, there's one that happened right near here that would make a wonderful picture. The story of Captain John Smith and Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah, do you think that would make a good motion picture?
Oh, sure. I can see it flashing on the screen now. Jamestown, Virginia. It is a busy little village, and in the forest a sturdy woodman fells a huge tree. And in a little log cabin on the edge of town sits Captain John Smith. He is writing with a long quill pen. The pen is tickling his nose. He calls for his faithful friend, Tom.
Tom? Oh, Tom!
Oh, yeah, that's me. What is it, Captain?
Tom, I just been going...
That's my southern accent.
Oh, yes, go right ahead.
He was a southerner. See, I gotta get a southern accent.
Got it.
I've just been going over the list of supplies that we have to carry through the winter. All we have to feed the village is with 2 pounds of spinach, a half a pound of corn, 3 potatoes, and a bag of Vigoroll.
We should have done like the squirrels and stored away acorns. Or like the bears and stored away honey.
What good is that? Who wants to eat a bunch of sticky acorns? Now, the situation is really critical. Our colonists are starving. Come in.
Oh, Captain Smith, I'm starving. Look at me. I'm nothing but skin and bone.
Lady, with all that skin, how can you be sure you've got any bones?
But I'm losing weight, I tell you.
How do you know that?
Yesterday I turned around and my girl stood still.
Captain, I've got an idea how we can get food. We'll go hunting. Come on.
Now, Tom, we don't have much ammunition. We gotta be very careful. You understand that?
Yes, Captain.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. What are you doing?
Making every shot count. Say, look at those feathers sticking out behind the tree. It's a pheasant.
No, it isn't. It's an Indian. Hugger, mugger, lugger, lugger.
What did he say?
As near as I can make out, he wants us to hugger, mugger, a dugger, lugger.
White man, my prisoner. Me take you to camp.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I will. Me got bow and arrow. Me shoot.
What happened to Captain Smith? I thought you were going to take him to camp.
Him already there. Come.
Sounds like Guy Lombardo hit Carmen over the head with a lever.
Tom, the situation looks very ugly.
It sure does, Captain Smith. We're prisoners, and I think those Indians are going to take our scalps.
What makes you think so?
Listen to what they're singing.
Hello, everybody, hello.
I guess this is it. Tom, here comes the chief.
White men, are you prepared to die?
Chief, can't we talk this over? Let's smoke the pipe of peace.
Okay, we smoke 'em pipe of peace.
You take the first puff, Redskin. Okay, now let's talk, green skin.
There's nothing to talk about. You die.
I'll go first, Spike.
Put your head on block, we chop him off.
No, no! Wait, wait, stop! Don't chop off his pretty little head.
Who are you, honey?
I am Pocahontas! I love you madly. You're handsome. You're beautiful.
I have so much more than Sitting Bull. Why should I fight?
Father, if you chop off his head, you'll have to chop off mine, too.
It's like today the Braves are going to have a doubleheader.
But if I do not chop him off his head, Pocahontas, what will you do with him?
I'll marry him.
Do me a favor, chop off my head.
A papoose?
I don't know. He's a stranger.
Go ahead. Perform the ceremony.
Okay. Captain Smith, do you take him Pocahontas for your wife?
I do.
And Pocahontas, do you take him Captain Smith for your husband?
Oh, I do. I really do.
Hand me ring.
Okay. I didn't know it was welded in her nose.
You now, man and wife, me give him your wedding present, white man's scalp.
Oh, wait a second. This is no scalp, it's a toupee. Where did you get a toupee?
Me find him in radio studio next door.
The radio studio next door.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the Baldy Benny program, which follows immediately.
Scott Jarrett speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, let me remind you that beginning next week, Spike Jones and his City Slickers come to you on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over most of these stations instead of Sundays. Check the local time in your newspaper. Be with us next Saturday, March 12th, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now here is Spike Jones.
I want to thank Peggy Mann and Burgess Meredith for being with us this evening.
It was fun, Spike.
Yes, I enjoyed myself too, Spike. Peggy, can I take you home?
Just a second. I was going to take Peggy home.
No, now listen, I was going to take her home.
I'll tell you what. We'll flip a coin to see who takes Peggy home. Okay.
Okay.
Flip the coin.
No, you flip the coin.
No, you... Let's not go through all that again.
Well, good night, Spike. Good luck in your new spot on Saturday night.
Thank you, Burgess, and the best of luck in your new picture, The Man on the Eiffel Tower. I hear it's really swell. We'll be seeing you next Saturday evening.
During this coming week, and starting tomorrow, Spike Jones and the City Slickers, in their musical depreciation review, may be seen in person in Norfolk, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Lancaster, Harrisburg, and Washington. And don't forget to tune in next Saturday evening, not Sunday, but Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when Spike will have Gene Tierney as his special guest on The Spike Jones Show.
But I love it!
Broadcasting System.